2019. We're live in studio. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The dam has broken. There was a major event on Friday in court in San Francisco that only began to hit the news today. The transcripts of the hearings have been released, where the doctors, the abortionists, admit what the investigative journalist caught on tape was indeed true under oath. They're keeping babies alive to later harvest their organs and to deliver their hearts into other people's children's chests while they're still beating. In many cases, they harvest the babies in the very same hospitals. And the families who are getting a new heart for their baby that's got holes in their heart or other deformities have no idea that a child is being murdered, in some cases, just a few hundred yards away. Now, it's all over Twitter. People are saying he was vindicated on Epstein. He was vindicated on the human-animal hybrids. He was vindicated on the Satanism. I was not vindicated. This isn't about me. I didn't look into a crystal ball and imagine this, and it was true. They have been keeping babies alive for decades and then harvesting their organs. If you kill them right away, you don't get one-tenth as much money. If you put the organs out on the market and say, we have this with a fresh donor, it's the same way Communist China operates with the Buddhist who live such clean lives. You'd say you wish Christian Chinese were that good. They're not. They're, you know, good old Catholic Chinese. They drink a lot and do a lot of stuff. I'm not being a hypocrite here. But the point is the Falun Gong are Buddhist. They're all blood type. They're ready. And when a donor's ready, they go into Japan. They're harvested on the tarmac in a mobile execution van. And the heart is put on ice and flown 30 minutes into Japan. And within 1 hour, it's inside somebody's chest. Freshness is key. So if I told you there was a house in Austin, as we broadcast across the country and the world, where they were about to kill a baby that had been alive 2 weeks, you'd get in your car and drive over there to stop it, wouldn't you? But when it's done by the medical system, it's, oh, well, that's their purview. Just like the Tuskegee experiment, 48 years, tens of thousands of blacks injected with live syphilis, not to just kill them in horribly excruciating decades-long pain, microscopic worms that eat your brain, that's what syphilis is, but to spread it to millions. The program gave it to young, promiscuous men to spread. Just like HIV was first put in 1978, 1979 in New York, in hepatitis shots to gay men at gay health clinics. Look it up. So it's the same story over and over again by that shadow eugenics government. Remember, Hitler learned everything from the UK and the US. That's where eugenics came from. And then when Hitler got too big for his britches, he discredited the program, so it went underground. When we return, the shocking transcripts from court in San Francisco, where they admit that they keep babies alive and then harvest their organs. Now, we already knew this. This case is from 2015, but the attorney general, so corrupt, so evil in California, indicted the men who simply went to restaurants to talk to the head of the biotech companies that were buying the live babies from abortuaries to later be harvested. They recorded them in restaurants admitting all this to who they thought were buyers. And then they got indicted for videotaping it. They got indicted for exposing the murder of children whose mothers believed that they had died.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ringing off the hook this morning. In fact, two of the biggest talk show hosts in America, I mean, they're household names, gave me a call. And they said, have you seen this? Have you seen the transcripts out of San Francisco in the court where the abortionist and others admit that they're keeping babies alive and then harvesting their organs, and then even Stanford Research Institute and other colleges get the live babies? And I said, no, I haven't seen it, but I know about the particular case, the undercover video. I mean, I know this is done all over the country, all over the world. And they were just besides themselves asking me to send them more info. Now, again, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the fact that I understand why the general public hears me say these things and just can't believe it, because you would never do something like that. But because you have a blind spot, because you would never do something evil and wicked and out of control, doesn't mean other people won't do it, especially history has shown when they're wearing white lab coats. The Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, the tyranny actually began in both nations through psychologists, psychiatrists, and then medical doctors who believe the end justifies the means. We all know Joseph Mengele, the Nazi scientist, who's actually German royalty, would do horrible experiments on babies and children. And we call him the angel of death. He was bad. But you see, the bioethics boards in the U.S. and Bill and Melinda Gates and all these groups have been teaching us that it's time to unplug Granny, the case for killing Granny, the cover of Newsweek. And we're told that babies really shouldn't be humans till they're age 3. And later we'll air some compilations of those videos where we go to rallies for Democrats. They walk up and go, we want to kill babies. And we say, well, till what age? Well, those little suckers start talking at about age 3. I hate their little voices. You're looking at some Elizabeth Warren supporter. You have to understand, the left is not the moral high ground bleeding hearts. They are the eugenicists. Whether it's Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger and all of it, they are the party of the KKK. They are the party of depopulation. They are the party of killing the brown babies, as Bernie Sanders said last week in that CNN town hall to, quote, save the earth. So let's talk about it right now, why everybody's freaking out. In Texas and in California, in a concerted operation of not valiant people, but folks that have a conscience and know that people are keeping babies alive and harvesting them. So men, just men. I'm not a hero either. I'm just a man. I see stuff like that. I try to oppose it. In fact, I'm guilty. I'm not doing more. Seriously, I have empathy. And if you don't have empathy for those that can't defend themselves, I assure you, you don't have any care about your own self, your own family. And you're going to end up reaping what you sow. What comes around goes around. Call it karma, if you will. It's universal. And you obviously don't have a connection to God, or you would be feeling the presence and the power, and you would be fearing God, fearing being out of alignment. But regardless, a baby, when I first learned about this 30 years ago, before I even got on air, and I saw the documentaries and I saw the court cases back when it was underground and on Access TV, and I was going out and protesting in abortion clinics with Catholic charities and Protestant charities, and they were showing underground footage and actual footage of partial birth abortions and things that just blew me away, that they were harvesting the organs and that they were taking the 9-month-old and 8-month-old babies from mothers who were poor. They would drug them up at Planned Parenthood and other facilities. They would tell them, oh, yes, you had the abortion, or, oh, the baby died. They would keep the baby alive, take it, actually put it in a soundproof box, put it in a van, and drive it to a facility where they would generally just go ahead and butcher it and then sell the parts for organ donation, you name it. Of course, these weren't donated. So I knew about this about 29 years ago. I got on air a few years later. I've been on air 25 years. And so that's why I've always talked about it. And then when there were all these undercover videos coming out a decade ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, they started indicting people. In Texas, they were indicted. In Houston, in San Francisco, California, people were indicted for going into clinics, getting jobs, and showing them keeping babies alive. or just taking a baby that's already born that could be adopted. They don't suck their brains out because the brain's got value. And I'm going to read from the court transcript when we come back. They put them in a tub of water. Those are the lucky ones that get killed on the spot, not kept alive a few days, a week generally, until they can ratchet up and get the highest bidder for those organs. Then they suck the blood out, melt the skin down, to put into collagen for women's injections. This is all on record. And so used to, we got a lot of this from China. Now, France mainly gets it from the U.S. The U.S. is now about to eclipse China as an exporter of human tissue and from children. So I'm going to go over that. So this is who we are. The headlines on Infowars.com for the live show, if you'd like to share it. And the headline is, hellbound. Abortionists admit in court to keeping babies alive to later harvest their organs. This isn't a Saw movie. It's not a Friday the 13th. It's not Alien. This is hellbound for destruction. Abortionists admit in court keeping babies alive to later harvest their organs. And then you read it, and it's in the state superior court. Criminal charges. 18 felonies, two men who dared reach out, say that they were the biotech company, and meet with the organ broker. And they say, is it true? We're going to play the video coming up that you've really got live babies with still beating hearts. And he's like, well, we don't like to talk about it, but yeah, we've got them. We sell them to Stanford and we sell them to others. And then they go through how it's all done. But also how they also keep them alive to the point when they also then just chop them up. Because, again, under federal and state law, you're not supposed to leave the womb of the woman. You're not supposed to leave the vaginal canal. I'm sorry to get graphic here. So they put a high-powered suction needle, a big old gauge, in the back of the head and suck the brain out to collapse the skull under law so that the child is dead before it leaves the mother. So they hold the baby up, suck the brains out. And I've actually watched footage of this. I'm not going to play it here for you. Anybody wants to find it, it's online. And I suggest you watch this, okay, for yourself so you understand. And remember, there's more people wanting to adopt babies every year than there are abortions. This is done because you can get $300,000 for a baby adopted, but that takes time and energy. You can get a couple hundred thousand dollars if you just chop them up there. If you put up their organs for the highest bidder and they're the right blood type, so there's not rejection for rare blood types, you could get $500,000-$600,000. Okay. And that's why we have videos of these people talking about the Ferraris they've got, the $5 million houses. This is just the local brokers, okay, eating caviar and drinking $500 bottle of wine. So you have to understand why we knew about this. And so now the Attorney General of California in 2015 indicted these two men. And people have been indicted in Illinois, in Michigan, in New York, in Texas. There have been indictments all over the country. But these two men went to restaurants and just had meetings and said, okay, we've got money. We want live kids. And they said, yeah, we'll get them to you with beating hearts. We'll get them to you with whole heads. Do you want the bodies chopped up or how do you want it done? And then they say in court, that begs the question, Your Honor, how are these babies intact or how do they have beating hearts? Well, they've been kept alive because that's in their literature. We will deliver you the child with the heart beating. That's live. Remember what the governor of Virginia said this year. Seven states have now passed laws. Virginia's trying to. New York was first. That you can kill babies up to the ninth month, to the day they're born, and even right after birth. Now, why is that? They're trying to cover their butts from what they've already been doing, and they know this is all coming out, trafficking in little babies they kept alive. And let's say the mother's cold-blooded. She ought to at least know she can get half the money off that ham she grew in there, that little blood ball. Why aren't the mothers told, hey, you get a couple hundred thousand for your baby chopped up? Because they know the mother won't go along with it. See? This is so sick. We'll document it all straight ahead. Welcome back to this live Sunday transmission. We cannot be covering a more important issue, and I'm begging every listener, every viewer, no matter how you're listening, on local radio stations, on TV stations, on the internet, Infowars.com/show, share this live link and say, hey, did you hear they're admitting in court abortionists and the sellers of baby parts that they're keeping babies alive? Isn't that a big deal? Yeah, it's illegal. It's why they're trying to pass laws saying, oh, well, the doctors and the bioethics board at the hospital, they decide whether it's viable or not and whether they resuscitate. Now, the baby's heart's beating. When they mean resuscitate, they mean whether they say the child's alive or not. When they say it's not alive, it is alive. It just goes to an area to be harvested. It's a legalese term that they use. And it's a window into how ruthless these individuals are. You think Jeffrey Epstein and pedophile rings is the bottom of the rat hole? The bottom of the spider hole? I've studied these people. So, STEM Express CEO admits selling beating baby hearts, intact baby heads, in the court hearing. That's LifeSiteNews.com. And remember, YouTube and everybody took all these videos down from not just this group, but other groups when they got the smoking gun evidence, people bragging about selling the beating hearts and the whole heads and the whole bodies unscratched. Because remember, you're supposed to kill the baby in the vaginal canal under law. You're supposed to suck the brains out and collapse the head at the cervix point, bringing the dead baby out. Then they render it down. Then they disgrace the human. Then they have completed the ritual after they exsanguinate the blood, take all the fat, put it in packages to be turned into collagen for your women to have their lips injected and other things. Bones are rendered down, liver, the heart, oh, those fetch the big prices. And, you know, there's articles out there about what the wholesalers sell it for. By the time that liver or that heart goes in another child, you're talking $50,000, $100,000 for the heart or a kidney or a liver. It's unbelievable. Continuing. Oh, PETA, though, who's really a transhumanist eugenicist group who works for Dr. Peter Singer, who first said 20 years ago, kill babies up to age 3 and Down syndrome children, he said as well. They're now saying make it out illegal to kill rats. They don't want New York City, that was in the news yesterday, to be able to kill rats. Remember the grandfather decades ago, Limbaugh covered it, who saw a big rat in his garden in New York. So he killed the rat with a hoe, and the neighbors called, and he was arrested for animal cruelty. See, a rat has rights, but not that human made in the image of God. No, we have to teach it that it's worthless. So let's get to the transcripts from the court case, because remember, the incredibly evil attorney general indicted these two men for recording what you're about to see some excerpts of in a moment. But first, remember Governor Northam back in February of this year on a talk radio show where they were filming it, saying, oh, you don't want the government involved. You want the healthcare provider and the mother. Well, that's the bioethics board. That's the doctors. Well, she's all drugged up, and they've got a 7, 8, 9-month-old baby that's got all those hundreds of thousands of dollars of goodies. And so he says, we make the decision, and if she wants the baby, we resuscitate. Well, how's that? The baby's alive. But it magically, the legalese, now we say you're a human. That's how the bioethics boards work. They decide whether a Down syndrome person has value. They decide whether an old person has value. The state does. The corporations do. Because the new state is the corporation. Notice they don't want the old state. Oh, we don't want to get the government involved, the police involved, or the courts. No, no. The mother and the hospital. This is all the medical bullying, you see. And then they keep the baby alive. And again, I was talking to an RN 6 months ago or less in my kitchen. I'm not going to go any further because families asked me not to. They've heard about me talking about this. But it's family. Somewhat distant, but it's family. In my kitchen. And she was shooting her mouth off about Trump taking women's right away from abortion. I said, okay, let's kill babies up to age 9 in the womb. But how about the ones they're keeping alive? And she goes, well, I know actually of a ward in my facility. I don't work in it, but yeah, they keep them in oxygen tents, and there's people who have been in car wrecks too until, you know, they're ready to be harvested. That's how we don't waste the organ. She went, and she started shaking. Oh, God. And like literally ran in the bathroom and started crying because I hit her. You see how sick they are? So Northam and all these people have to just walk this out in front of all of us, you see, and like it's no big deal. We keep, don't get the government involved, don't get the people. The mother and the hospital going to decide. And he's right out in front of you talking about a massive crime because the states are passing laws to kill them after they're born. That's what New York's done. Up until and birth. It says and when they're born and at birth. At birth. See, it's always more. Buttigieg is saying, oh, life until you take your first breath. When you, you know, slap the baby on the butt and the ventricles of the heart open up and it starts really pumping oxygen through the lungs. Before that, the baby's living off the placenta and off its oxygen, but the heart's still beating. But those ventricles haven't opened up yet. They're saying that's when you start living, not when you're sucking your thumb, not when they're playing inside the womb. But now, see, Buttigieg got the old news. No. This is happening now. So let's go ahead and hear from Governor Northam. Here it is.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
We're going to come back with the full clip right after this break here in a moment where he talks about keep them comfortable and more. But right now, let's go ahead now and play the clip from what the people were indicted for in California for filming and taping people in restaurants bragging about how they're keeping babies alive and then selling their organs. Here it is.
I thought I was going to be just drawing blood, not procuring tissue from aborted fetuses. They partnered with Planned Parenthood and they get part of the money.
So I was talking to Mary about what I'm trying to offer to clinics as a procurement service, and she said, you know all about this.
You know, you can imagine where they would run with this, like, they're selling bumper, you know.
So I say, okay, what are you looking to supply today?
We were asked to procure certain tissues, like brain, liver, thymus, pancreas, heart, lungs, skin, pretty much anything on the fetus.
A lot of people want to attack parts of the face. They're looking for specific nodes, AV nodes, SA. I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Good for them.
I remember leaving that day, like, what have I got myself into?
Yesterday was the first time she said people wanted lungs. And then she felt like I took always as many intact livers as possible.
So I don't want to sound like a salesman here, but I'm going to. So we return a portion of our fees to the clinic.
Yeah, and so if we alter our process and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, it's all just a matter of line items.
I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we've sometimes shipped those back to our lab in its entirety. Tell the lab it's coming. Yeah. It'll open the box.
Yeah, I know.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You've heard the term, my friends, too big to fail. Well, it's certainly true in many respects, and then those institutions always get more and more out of control until they bring down the entire civilization. More dangerous than too big to fail is too evil to believe. And that's really what it comes down to. I remember growing up in Dallas, and my dad works in the medical field. Not just as a dentist and oral surgeon, but he at one time owned a hospital in Mesquite, Texas, with one other partner. She's pretty successful. And he told me that he was told that other hospitals were killing people and harvesting their organs. So I shouldn't sign my organ donor card. And we were moving down here when I was about 15. But I remember him saying, don't sign the organ donor card. And then a few years later, probably 7, 8 years later, 60 Minutes said Chicago and Dallas, Texas, and named hospitals killing people for their organs. Well, there you go. See, too evil to believe. You know, most psychopaths are slick. They dress nice. They're not just some crazy guy that wants to grab your kid out of the backyard and doesn't know what he's doing. They're crazy guys that know what they're doing and have very high IQs. In fact, psychopaths statistically have the highest IQs of any group. And there's white ones, there's Asian ones, there's black ones, there's brown ones. They're, most of them are men. Some are women, but 90% plus are men. And they're very, very real, ladies and gentlemen. And they know that you can't believe what's going on. So let's get back to those full clips. There's hours and hours of these on Infowars.com. I added them to the article that we posted. Stem Cell Express CEO admits selling beating baby hearts, intact baby heads, in the hearing that's happening for the trial of the two undercover Christian gentlemen that reached out, said that they were a biotech company, went to dinner with these people, and caught them on tape talking about whole bodies of babies and beating hearts and whole heads, which, again, federal and state law says you have to kill the baby inside the birth canal or the womb. The law is you have to collapse their head. One way to do that is with a high-powered suction. This is on record, but they're not. They keep some alive, others they put in water to drown them. That's come out in all these cases. This shows you who these people are, ladies and gentlemen. And it shows you what Planned Parenthood and all these folks are really about. They were set up by the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Europe. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute was set up by the Rockefeller Foundation in New York City. Planned Parenthood created Hitler. You need to understand that. Now, let's get to the rest of the story here, ladies and gentlemen. Stem Express CEO admits selling beating baby hearts, intact baby heads, in this hearing last week in San Francisco. Let's go ahead and roll them talking about this undercover video.
We are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers. It's all just a matter of line items.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we've sometimes shipped those back to our lab in its entirety. Tell the lab it's coming. Yeah. Sit all up in the box.
So, oh, God.
And are we agreed that $100 would keep you happy?
I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the human capital that's going on. See hours of the video on Infowars.com right now. And see Joe Rogan just 4 months ago not believing me in studio, but then Jamie pulls it up and he's totally shocked that they're passing laws to keep babies alive after they're born so the hospital and the mother can decide whether they're going to kill them. See, if you're going to put up with 60 million aborted babies already, they have TV shows in the Netherlands we've showed you where a 25-year-old Down syndrome man, highly functioning, is told, you cost twice as much as the average citizen in our socialist system. You need to kill yourself. We need to kill you. We need to kill all Down syndrome babies by law in the mother. And the man apologizes. He says, I'm sorry for who I am. And the leftists smile at him with hate. These are monsters. But they tell you they're the left. They're the liberal. They're the bleeding heart. They're the good guy. As they open the gates of hell. This nation is facing judgment. Even if you don't believe in God, when you allow these type of corruptions to go on and you don't stand up for others, nobody's going to stand up for you. First they came for the unborn. Then they came with the GMO, the 5G, the forced inoculations. By the time you were dying of painful cancer, nobody came to save you, did they? So here's the governor going further about keeping them comfortable. And the key part, keeping them alive after they're born. Here's the shocking admission in plain view, as his job is to normalize this, because the court cases in Texas, in Michigan, in New York, in California and others, Illinois. And remember, even in places like Texas, people bring suits to stop the keeping babies alive, and the courts go, they're medical, they're doctors, no, they can do what they want, like they're God. But in California, the hubris is, we'll bring you in court, let you show the video of them admitting that they are selling whole babies and selling beating heart tissue to Stanford. And They believe the judge will still send these two men to jail for consecutive sentences of 45 years. All the sentences together. 45 years for taping someone in a restaurant talking about whole bodies and whole heads and beating hearts and hearts being sold. There's hours of this footage. That's like if a firefighter ran into a burning building and saved a child. When they get out, they take him to jail. That's the upside-down world we live in. Felony charges for two who secretly filmed Planned Parenthood. They look guilty? No, they look like real men that are proud of what they did. They have good spirits. Look how good they look. I mean, just wholesome and straightforward and committed, and how soft and loving their eyes are compared to all these evil people that act so tough. They have soft hearts. They care. They haven't hardened their hearts and blackened their hearts to the devil like all of these crone-looking women that all look like they're a cross between a Skeksy and Janet Reno. They're tough women. They'll show those babies. That's their fruit of their womb, their money. And once the women find out about the money, ladies, you're going to be cut out, because there will be women in America who have babies just to chop them up. Why put them in jail then? You hear about women that'll have a miscarriage. The baby's 8 months old. They go to jail when they throw it in the trash can. Why? Why? Why doesn't the mother just drink their blood? It's the same thing as selling their organs. Oh, but it's the government. It's okay. So here's the governor of Virginia, again, mainlining all this to you, in your face, saying keeping babies alive after they're born to decide what to do. And then when mama says no, which they just do it, she's there for an abortion, 9 months, the baby just gets taken away. Keep them comfortable. We're going to keep you comfortable. Imagine if you or I went and kidnapped some little kid and tortured him and said, I kept him comfortable. You'd be put in the electric chair. You should be. You'd be sent for lethal injection. But see, oh, he has a soft voice, like Ka in the Jungle Book. The eyes are spinning. Sleep. Oh, give me the baby. Here is this monster. Here he is.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers.
Oh, the mothers and the providers. Don't get the state involved in babies that are already born being killed and harvested. No.
I miss the bar where the Beach Boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire. We couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had.
We didn't know we had it all. We used to be somewhat of a moral nation. At least we cared when we found out about evil. But now we've seen so many simulated murders and killings on television. This country consumes more drugs than any other nation on earth. And we've killed 60 million of our children. We're killing ourselves with 5G and GMO. And all the big tech companies admit, yeah, we've been recording everything you do for years inside your house, audio and video. And Facebook says, we're recording you inside your house, and we're going to use it to ban you off Facebook if you say anything we don't like. They announced that 3 months ago. That was an announcement. Anything off-platform you do, including anything that their assistant, what's Facebook's assistant called? I forget. Echo or something. Anything. Oh, Echo. I'm listening to you. You heard of taking candy from a baby. How about taking organs from a baby? If you just tuned in, I just spent the last 45 minutes going over how evil these people are. And then the court transcript, where they're saying, Your Honor, we don't want to tell you we keep babies alive. We get too many threats. And the judge goes, do it. They go, okay. Okay, we do. And reportedly, the judge, all these leftists are totally, their mouths are hanging open. They're like, yet you didn't know you were the bad guys? Really, you didn't know that? And again, this attorney general, indicted these two men for simply getting a meeting at a restaurant and taping these ghouls talking about selling whole baby bodies for medical experiments. And I just played you the governor of Virginia when he's not running around in blackface or in a KKK outfit. That's okay, he's a Democrat for them. Saying we keep babies alive after they're born and decide what to do with them. And they do it as a giant cultural system of lies. The Nazis called it the cement of blood. That once they committed murders together, once they killed innocent people, they were in the club forever. And that's exactly what all of this is. It's by successive approximation. You don't get in the club unless you're selling babies, unless you're raping children, unless you're robbing and stealing. Every criminal group in the world has initiations. Most of them is committing a murder. For really nasty gangs, it's committing the murder of an innocent person. For MS-13, it's torturing an old woman or a small child to death for Satan. Don't believe me? Just type in MS-13, tortured girl to death in satanic initiation ritual. MS-13 raped and murdered 90-year-old woman. You know, why would they do it to an old woman? Because it's supposed to be upsetting to the person that does it. Rape and kill an old woman. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Satan's real. Whether you want to believe it's an archetypal program in the brain, whether you want to believe it's an off-world entity. The point is it's here, and it's happening, and they want me off the air because I'm covering this and I'm exposing it. And each passing day, they can't get us off air. They get madder, and they get more upset. Now, I've got all this other news. Look at all the preparation. Just, I mean, I've got ready probably 10 hours for this. I've been up here 4 hours today. I was up here like 7 hours yesterday. I've just been getting ready. I've got all this news here. But at the heart of it, it's imagine how evil these people are and what they've gotten away with and what else they're doing. Joe Biden, I'll cover it next hour, came out and said he, quote, will... He said, I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuel, even though that's where we get 80% of our power from. But China and India and 160 other plus countries, they're going to make zero cuts. They're ramping up. He promises you he's going to F you over because carbon dioxide's bad. No, it's not. Carbon dioxide's at the lowest level ever recorded on this planet right now. It's a trace gas. I like the way that Google whistleblower boiled it down. It's true. If you compressed all the carbon dioxide in the first 50,000 feet of the atmosphere, there's almost none above that, down to sea level, it'd be an inch thick, an inch of liquid. Without that, the whole planet's dead. D-E-A-D. They're not worried about genetic engineering, overfishing, toxic waste dumping. Oh, the left's all worried about straws. But they're not worried about needles and disease and bubonic plague coming back. And I've got a whole stack of news right here dealing with this surging homeless population in Los Angeles could spark increase in leprosy. Infowars.com, CDC admits typhus is back. In a dark age diseases, is a dark age disease the new American plague threat? The Hill. And it's not lack of vaccines causing it. It's the breakdown of civilization and all these lazy slacker cultures that lay around injecting heroin and taking fentanyl, laying out in the sun everywhere, doing nothing. The modern opium dens that China once had. Enough fentanyl to kill 10 billion, 600 plus million people caught being shipped in by through Mexico from China to the U.S. just 2 weeks ago. Barely made the news. Enough overdoses to kill 10 billion plus people or the whole world over and then close to 400 million more. And you wonder why there's all these homeless. I've gone and talked to them. Almost all of them are on fentanyl or they're on heroin and they're mean and they're nasty and they crap right in front of you and everyone hands them money and they get government checks and they're just all over the place. We are a drugged-out, demonic, devil-worshipping nation. And if you go read the transcript on Infowars.com from the court hearings, you hear them talk about keeping the babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you want to know about these people? I've gone out and I've faced these scum at these leftist events, and they'll tell you, I've got all the videos. In fact, we'll dig up that four-minute abortion boil down. Doesn't even have all the clips we've got. Just recently, when these women walk up and go, you're InfoWars. I hate kids. I want to kill them. I hate their little voices. Yeah, that's somebody else's article. We did the math. It's $10 billion. I did a whole segment on it last week. We're the source of that. With the federal government's own numbers. We can show that. It's on InfoWars.com. The exact headline was, China caught trying to ship in enough fentanyl to kill 10,600 million. That's InfoWars.com. Let me show all the documents. And that was the article we did the equation calculation out of. If 66 pounds out of a Virginia bus would kill 14 million of pure fentanyl, then the calculation of 25 tons or 50,000 pounds would kill 10,600 plus million. But regardless, I have not gotten into the transcript yet, have I? I just suggest you go and you read this for yourself. Do you want to hear it? There's three pages of it, just what was put in LifeSite News. I got a link to even more. The CEO of StemCell admitted in court Thursday and Friday that biotech company supplies beating fetal hearts and intact fetal heads to medical researchers. She also admitted the hearing of the two men charged for the Center for Medical Progress that the baby's head could be procured attached to the baby's body or could be torn away, close quote. That is an especially gruesome admission, but it begs the question, how did they get those fully intact human children, says Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society, which is representing the men charged for daring to interview someone and tape them in a restaurant admitting this. If you have a fetus with an intact head and intact body, the intact extremities, that is something that would indicate the child was born alive and then had their organs cut out of them, or that the child was the victim of an illegal partial birth abortion, he told LifeSite News. Both of these are gruesome and violent acts. CPM's Delden and Merritt are charged with 15, it was 18, felony counts of illegally taping of confidential information in connection with undercover videos they released in 2015 after a three-year covert investigation into buying and selling of baby body parts, which is a felony. But the people engaged in the felony, they're good. They're good. The men that exposed it, bad, California says. What a wicked, wicked state. The covertly recorded videos exposed Stem Express and the go-to California for Planned Parenthood's trafficking in baby body parts. The biotech company cut its ties with Planned Parenthood shortly after they were released. And then it gets into the quotes from the court that I'll read in the next 5 minutes to continue, where they get into the babies that they keep alive until it's time to harvest. And when they deliver the hearts to Stanford, they're still beating. But who cares? Big deal. Let's all just fry ourselves with 5G and die. We'll be right back. Hour number two.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer.
Okay, I'm going to read the transcript when we come back in the next segment. And then I'm going to get to all this other news that ties into the exterminist event they're trying to carry out against the Western world that is the public admitted sabotage of our operation to destroy the Christian ethos, which will take us to the next level, no doubt, as a planetary system. But let's go to this four-minute boil-down where they celebrate abortion. I have, you know, there are other videos where they say even more, where they, again, say, I want to kill babies up to age three. We play that all the time. That's how sick these freaks are. Here it is.
Story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them. Others believe they're fine in rare cases. And many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Brakes 10th Annual Salute to Abortion.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. That has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
Because
you
adopt.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah. I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Fertilized egg is a human being!
Yeah,
a fertilized egg is a human being!
You're a pig.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you killed them.
Now born
you
babies
let them live so they can
either
starve to death.
Dead, you.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy, and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
That's your time. Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes me want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them, that they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan. And it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
It's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions and God bless America!
He's the devil whisperer.
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
They're slaves. God, we're not with them.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Psalms chapter 139, verses 11 through 14. Listen how deep this is. If I say, surely the darkness shall come over me, even the night shall be light about me, like sunshine. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the light shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. 13, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I shall praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelously are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. But the children of Satan do not know good from evil, They do not know God. They know destruction. And they go about like a lion, roaring, seeing who they might devour. Who will bow to them? Who will give them authority? Who will let them tell you that there are no mothers and fathers? I was reading mainline university articles coming out now, and toy manufacturers are saying, we're no longer going to have Noah's Ark boats for children because it's biblical and there's only a male and female lion. We can't have just male and female. It hurts someone. Just a total assault on creation itself, on the very fabric of how we operate, on our genetic coding. And then I read the transcripts that are linked up on LifeSiteNews.com, stories on Infowars.com, with a lot of actual videos that I guess they're afraid to post because they've gotten sued, attacked, people have been indicted for showing these. We've got the videos of them admitting they're killing babies and keeping them alive. Hell, the governor says it on TV, normalizing it. See, they want us off air right now so they can normalize arresting people that undercover show the illegal activity going on. On Thursday, the court saw video clips of Stem Cell Express CEO identified as Doe 12. Can't say the name of the company. Oh, they're so innocent. Meeting in May of 2015 with Daleiden and Merritt, who were posing as owners of a biotech company. Doe 12 says in the video, there's a great demand for raw fetal tissue. And that the insanely fragile neurons of the brain tissue is best shipped with a whole calavarium or head, whereupon they say, just make sure the eyes are closed. Yeah, laughs Doe 12. Tell the lab techs it's coming. It's almost like they don't want to know what it is. And then it goes on to break down. Breen told the court that Stem Express was mentioned in connection with Stanford University studies where Lagendorf perfusion was used, a technique that requires a beating heart. Does stem cell supply fetal hearts? They asked on the stand to Stanford. She hesitated to answer because, she said, there's so much targeting of researchers. However, Judge Christopher Height told her the question was relevant. Yes, we have provided heart tissue to Stanford. The beating heart tissue to Stanford. Keep them alive, selling the body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out to face these scum. They crawl from under rocks. They have green-colored skin. And they tell you, we want to kill babies. Then I have all the footage. So much. I just showed you 4 minutes of it earlier. I got hours of them. Go to a rally and ask women about, she goes, I like it. Ah, hail Satan. It's been on the national news, been at the Texas legislature. Women in business suits just start going, we love Satan. Their tongues come out. And they just start sexually gyrating around, feeling so good because they've never felt so much satanic power. And when the Satan comes close to their soul and they think about killing those babies, that sacrament, that dark art, that communion. The woman inverted now turned into the destroyer of children. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, who can barely talk, who they're now saying in mainstream news today, they're going to ask to step down and drop out, and it'll be Elizabeth Warren, who they're now saying may step aside and run as the VP for Hillary, meeting secretly with Hillary. Oh, it's on Infowars.com. Told you, Biden's going to drop out. And then Hillary will zoom in to join another woman on an all-female ticket. You're for the women, aren't you? The women that protect the babies. Biden reiterates Green New Deal support. I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuel for America, which supplies 80% of the nation's power. China builds dozens of new power plants that are coal-fired a month. We closed dozens until Trump got in. We have some of the most expensive power in the world. We had some of the cheapest. The left even wants to tear up hydroelectric dams. But India and China and everybody else, they can have jobs. But you can, America. We'll teach you to bow. We'll teach you about austerity in a post-industrial world. Leo DiCaprio will tell you why he flies around his private jet. Pay those carbon taxes to Lord Rothschild. Big video breaks that down on Infowars.com. Meet the group that wants to collapse civilization. It's an important report. I came out this morning at 8 a.m. to shoot it. And I shot a bunch of reports yesterday. They're all on Infowars.com. They're powerful. The left openly announced the plan to repeal the Second Amendment. Might want to see that one. Governments admit geoengineering is real and live. Weather control, another key report. But they only get seen and only get shared if you take action. Not a spectator sport. Hit your email. Hit your private message. Word of mouth. And hit Facebook and hit Twitter. Share them from newswars.com. It's not as censored as much. Now, let's go ahead and play Biden a short clip. And then he fully described how it would be done, when it would be done. Here he is.
I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree. But I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate. Before 2050, God willing.
He does this thing where, look in my eyes. I was there when I pinned it on the man's chest, and the helicopter blew up, and he died. None of it happened. He goes, it doesn't matter. That's why Brian Williams is back anchoring NBC News. It's like, you know, I got shot down in a helicopter, RPG. None of it ever happened. Hillary told the same story. I was in Bosnia-Herzegovina. They shot up the C-130. None of it ever happened. They said, you're looking my eye. But the point is they are coming for the fossil fuels, but only for America and Europe. That's right. They mean business because they're shutting us down. And the fact that we've got enough fossil fuel to terraform the planet and bring it back to when trees lived twice as long and when oxygen levels were higher and humans lived longer, and they've been proving it. They've been digging up and carbon dating skeletons now where people were 170 years old in the Middle East. The truth is, like Mars, we're losing our atmosphere. And right on time, 150 years ago, we discover fossil fuels. It's God's plan, and it's helping the earth. They're wondrous. Carbon, when the fields burn, when the forest burns, it comes back 10 times better because it's releasing carbon into the atmosphere. Nuclei to make the rain come, and carbon dioxide and oxygen, and all of it is verdant. At the end of every summer, at the end of every growing season in Brazil, they burn their fields to have nitrogen in the soil again. But our media shows, oh, it's all burning. All lies. That's why you look at where it's burning. It's all in the edge of the forest where they're growing fields. They're teaching you the planet needs to die. Whoever these people are, they're doing everything you do if you wanted to kill the planet. They're not protecting the planet. They love their father, death. They'll never taste eternal life. Much as I like to hear this great song by Bob Dylan, I'm going to have to cut it short because we're short on time today. But you do got to serve somebody. And you got to decide whether you're going to serve justice and life and a better human future, or whether you're going to join the system of evil. It's all about being selfish and all about doing the most horrible things you can in this one life. You're going to join Satan, you're going to join God. Okay, let's boil it down right now. I want to play a very powerful Paul Joseph Watson report on the global social score coming to America. This really boils down the big story that Drudge linked to, where the White House is looking with Democrats at having a red flag law extrajudicially with big tech using devices in your home to spy on you and then take your guns and other things. I don't think Trump's actually going to do it, but it's being proposed to him inside the administration and pushed by the Washington Post. And 4 days later, 5 days later, he's not decried it yet. So that's very, very dangerous. Briefly, DNA Force Plus has PQQ, CoQ10, and all the very best things for your cells, for your mitochondria, for cleaning your body out, for your telomeres, for nerve regrowth. This much of this stuff's patented, proven. It's the best thing you can do for your body. Closest thing to a fountain of youth out there. A free bottle of carnivore digestive when you get it, but this is running out probably today, so this sale will have to end tomorrow. We'll still have DNA Force on sale, but not with a free bottle of Carnivore 90. And we have a new product called Chill Force that goes with Brain Force. It doesn't make you tired. It's not a depressant. It helps you when you've already had a lot of natural stimulant and things to basically stay focused and not be jittery and then come off of it. Chill Force is really amazing. It's very proprietary, very, very special. InfoWarsLife.com is where you'll find it. It's 40% off by itself as introductory, 50% off when you get it with a bottle of Brain Force Plus together, and they really do go together. No reviews yet because it's a new product. Brain Force Plus has thousands of five-star reviews. What is like a 97% review rate? So check that out at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We're going to cover the Democrats openly calling for a global gun ban on the other side of the break. But first, Paul Joseph Watson.
So you know how over the last 10 years we were bombarded with scandal after scandal of big tech corporations spying on us and selling our data? Remember how nobody really gave a damn? Remember how we continued to clamor for the latest iPhone, the latest smart home assistant, desperately rushing to fill the void of meaninglessness via the voracious consumption of products? Completely blasé about the fact that we were literally complicit in creating the kind of surveillance dystopia that would make George Orwell scoff in disbelief. Yeah. Well, it might be time to start giving a damn. All that information you've been gleefully handing over to the guy who once literally described you as a dumb f- for doing so will now be used against you. The same social credit score system that has already restricted millions of Chinese citizens from buying plane tickets, train tickets, purchasing property, sending their children to private schools is coming soon to the good old US of A. In many ways, it's already here, thanks to our progressive overlords in Silicon Valley. PatronScan runs your ID through a database when you enter a bar. If the system decides you've been a naughty boy or girl, you're not getting in the bar. Insurance companies in New York are now basing premiums on social media posts. That Instagram selfie of you eating a bucket of cheese fries might end up costing you big time. Major fundraising sites are kicking off creators for their wrong think. Uber has banned conservatives for their offensive tweets. Airbnb has refused service to people for their online activity. Conservatives are being banned from entering entire countries because of their views. PayPal, which is taking over numerous credit card processing companies, bans people for their political opinions. They just banned Trump supporter and Floridian Jacob Engels right as Hurricane Dorian made landfall. Very pleasant people. Major banks are terminating customer accounts because of their political opinions. Imagine going to buy groceries and your card gets declined because some chicken neck in Silicon Valley didn't like what you posted on Twitter about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. No food for you. In China, citizens with low social credit scores are restricted from using dating websites. Now, Facebook, as if it wasn't already a frighteningly gargantuan monopoly, just launched its own dating service. Turning over private, intimate relationship information to a faceless, amoral corporation that spies on you, sells your data, and can arbitrarily ban you for expressing the wrong opinion. Marvelous idea. You just met the love of your life, but lost all contact because you were banned for posting a spicy meme. Merely appearing in a photo with someone Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like is enough to get you banned by Facebook. That's Chinese communist-style social credit score 101. Even if you just affiliate with a designated thought criminal, you get punished too. And if you think all this sounds like it was ripped straight from the plot of some nightmarish Black Mirror episode, that's because it was.
That's reserved for members of our Prime Flight program. You gotta be a 4.2 or over to qualify.
Oh, I'm a 4.2.
Mm-mm. I'm afraid you're actually a 4.183.
Well, that's not my fault. Some woman dinged me down in the couch. Can't you just...
I'm sorry, it won't let me book it without the correct ranking.
Two starts? Two stars?
Wasn't a meaningful encounter.
Everyone is a little bit heightened and false because everyone's terrified of being marked down because the consequences of that
are unpleasant. So it's basically the world we live in.
And now the Trump administration is considering a social credit score type program to restrict people from buying guns. They're talking about using Fitbits, Amazon Alexa, and Google Home to monitor signs of, quote, neuropsychiatric violence. In other words, if Alexa, which totally isn't listening to and recording all your conversations, picks up some edgy chatter, no Second Amendment for you. So while his supporters are being banned by big tech left, right and center, the Trump administration is considering partnering with big tech to spy on Americans via their smart devices to deprive them of their basic rights. Thanks, Javanka. And it's not like any of this is a revelation. 5 years ago, under a project codenamed Weeping Angel, the CIA was already hacking into your smart TVs and recording your words. 7 years ago, it was revealed that Samsung smart TVs were recording people's conversations. Last year, a New Hampshire judge ordered Amazon to turn over 2 days of recordings from an in-home Alexa device. But they're totally not listening to all your conversations. Amazon already has the patent to use Alexa to detect, quote, an excited emotional state or a sad emotional state in your voice, then prescribe you medications based on that. Because Jeff Bezos really wants to take care of you.
Alexa, what is the CIA?
The United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA.
Alexa, are you connected to the CIA? Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
I warned that all this was coming 13 years ago. And they called me a conspiracy theorist. Dissidents will be stripped of basic life amenities, deprived of the right to commerce, imprisoned in a vast digital gulag, dehumanized, rendered destitute. Brave protesters in Hong Kong are literally ripping down surveillance cameras to express their opposition to all this. What are we doing? Wetting our pants in anticipation of the new iPhone because it has a slightly better camera and more battery life. At least in China, there's still some semblance of a legal system that citizens can turn to as a redress for their grievances. In America, all this will be controlled by monolithic, unaccountable corporations who have blanket immunity. So when conservatives are left with no access to the digital public square, no right to travel, no right to own firearms, no right to bank accounts, no right to buy and sell, all because we suggested that there might not be more than two genders, at least we can comfort ourselves with the collective mantra. They're private companies. They can do what they like.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The Second Amendment is 230 years old, and it's facing the greatest threat to its existence since this nation was founded. Powerful forces of corporate globalism know that the planet is awakening to their tyranny, and they know that only two nations, Switzerland and the United States, still have a basic right to keep and bear arms and have truly sovereign citizens. Just 50 years ago, there were more than 100 nations that had strong right to keep and bear arms. But using a tried and trusted formulae, all of those nations have been disarmed and then brought under corporate globalism. The crime rates have exploded. The nations have been financially looted and have all declined. Award-winning journalist John Stossel has previewed an upcoming documentary with one of the top statisticians in the world, Professor John Lott, detailing the facts that law enforcement supports the Second Amendment because they know it actually lowers crime, but that Hollywood and others are willfully brainwashing the public. We're going to play a preview from this upcoming film in a moment, but first, let's get into the current attack. They're going from denying that they want to register our guns to confiscate them to admitting that it's, quote, time to repeal the Second Amendment. That is being put on every so-called corporate news program. It's being put on the front page of the New York Times, the Washington Post. They are getting the public ready to demonize, to attack, to sue, to harass, to arrest and imprison gun owners following the same path as other nations. We celebrate Independence Day, July 4th, because in 1776, the Redcoats came to confiscate the firearms. And the colonies rallied and met and decided to sign the Declaration of Independence because, amongst all the crimes that were taking place by the corrupt King of England against his subjects, the colonists, attempting to disarm them was the most egregious. And we're in the same position today. Now, there are many ways the establishment and multinational corporations and foreign governments are lobbying to disarm us in this big offensive push. But one of the biggest isn't just legislative to ban and then forcibly confiscate all semi-autos. That's most firearms, and certainly the ones that are best for self-defense. They're also suing hundreds of gun manufacturers, and Bloomberg and George Soros and the Democratic Party have put hundreds of millions of dollars into it. The Supreme Court is hearing, as we speak, a case out of Connecticut where the Supreme Court of that state said that if a criminal misuses a gun, that the manufacturer is to blame. It doesn't matter that the shooter at Sandy Hook, Adam Lanza, stole the gun from his mother who legally bought it. No. The big Democratic Party law firm of Koskoff and Koskoff, the same one suing me for questioning Sandy Hook, is the group that bankrupted Remington and over 3,000 employees lost their jobs. And the Supreme Court of Connecticut certified that, and now it's gone up to the U.S. Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. This is how close the Second Amendment is to being snuffed out. Because if the Supreme Court rules that Remington is liable for what a criminal did, illegally getting a gun, then not just the Second Amendment, not just gun manufacturers, but baseball bat, knife manufacturers, car makers, everyone will be liable for what criminals do with a hatchet or a hammer that Home Depot sells. This is what the Democratic Party, funded by the Chinese government, is doing to sabotage the industry in this once great United States of America. Continuing, more than seven states have passed laws and hundreds of cities creating red flag laws where someone doesn't even threaten to kill somebody. There's no due process, but just because your neighbor or someone says they don't like you having guns, your firearms are taken. We know big tech is tracking gun owners and treating them like they're criminals. We know that gun owners' purchases of ammo in many states and other places is put into databases for future tracking. And now, just last week, the Department of Justice subpoenaed all 10,000 customers of a popular scope maker who use an app to sight them in online. And so the company has video of everything they've been doing, where they live, and what they're up to. And even if the DOJ claims they have a good reason to see if any foreign governments have gotten this system, even if that's the case, it doesn't matter. It shows that all these databases are there, everything you're doing is being recorded, and it can and will be used against you in a court of law when these gun grabbers are able to repeal the Second Amendment. Also in the last week, the city of San Francisco came out and declared the NRA a terrorist organization. Not Antifa, that actually calls for carrying out and does carry out terror attacks. And the New York Times and others thought that was a great idea. And of course, last year, Los Angeles passed a law for new businesses to disclose any ties to the NRA so they could be put on a list not to get government contracts and, again, to be harassed. The first thing authoritarians do is put you in databases. Later, they put you in gulags. Later, they put you in death camps. And the left says all over the news, they want to burn down Trump supporters. They want to level them. They want to flatten them. They want to bankrupt them. They want to teach us to submit to them. Now we know why we have the Second Amendment. Because authoritarians always try to offensively use force to dominate and control the population. And if they do come for the firearms, they need to know that there'll be some lemmings that turn them in, but they will trigger 1776 Part 2. Also, in just the last week, we have witnessed hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops and hundreds of armored vehicles and tanks enter Hong Kong, and we've seen armed troops and armed police shoot unarmed civilians who are simply protesting the fact that the government's trying to pass a law to secretly arrest them and disappear them to the mainland where they're tortured and in many cases killed. Another sterling, real-time example of why we have the Second Amendment. But even more insidious is, like Chicago and Baltimore and other areas that have the highest crime rates in the world, right next to counties where they have guns and they have low crime rates, is that when you take the law-abiding citizens' right to defend themselves away, they're totally dependent on the state and at the mercy of the common criminal. And crime rates, historically, in every case, just like in Mexico, where they have total gun bans for the citizens and have hundreds of thousands killed by criminals with guns in just the last few years alone, a crime rate hundreds of times higher than the general United States. Now, I've been honored to interview Professor John Lott many times, and he is recognized by the FBI and other major governments and corporations as probably the top statistician in the world. I mean, this guy is amazing. His numbers don't lie. And he's coming out with a documentary, as I mentioned earlier, that details all of this. But he says it's almost like Hollywood's lying to us and brainwashing us. There's no almost about it. I played you the former attorney general years ago on C-SPAN saying we got to brainwash the public against guns. They know the truth. Piers Morgan, when he lived in the U.S., had armed security guards at his house, armed defense. But again, he doesn't want you, who make $50,000 a year and can't afford a bodyguard, to be able to do it. I get death threats from the left. I've had them come here and try to get us. I have to pay for armed security. And I'm not a rich guy. And it really weighs our operations down. But imagine, again, the average person, a widow, old folks, you name it, being at the mercy of the criminals. America isn't going to put up with this. And that's why we've got to work so hard now peacefully to stop this historic push to disarm us, this admitted push to disarm us, because if that happens, we're going to have a hot civil war break out in this country to secure our Second Amendment. And that's something I don't want to have to go to. All the numbers, all the studies, all the actuaries show this. And the FBI admits just this week that Antifa is trying to start a violent revolution with conservatives and preparing to kill federal law enforcement and firebomb two facilities.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Now, here's an excerpt of the upcoming documentary from John Stossel and Professor Lott.
Hollywood hates guns. Well, they like them in shoot 'em up movies. But as soon as it comes to a good civilian using a gun for self-defense, Hollywood turns anti-gun.
She shot herself.
Why the gun owner?
Hollywood constantly portrays people who hate guns.
I'm not a huge fan of weapons. Now do you see why I don't like guns?
You don't like guns either.
I'm not a big fan of guns. I don't like it.
Why'd I leave the FBI? Guns, mainly.
It's almost as if they're trying to condition people to hate guns. In Hollywood, even Navy SEALs warn against owning guns.
I need a gun to protect the kids when you're not around.
You'd be dangerous to yourself and to the kids.
The wise law enforcement experts constantly urge people not to use them.
But in my experience, the problem with carrying a gun is that eventually it will go off.
But Hollywood gets this backwards. In real life, police strongly support civilians owning guns and carrying them for self-defense. A recent survey by the National Association of Chiefs of Police polled thousands of sheriffs and chiefs of police. 76% believe that qualified, law-abiding armed citizens help law enforcement reduce violent criminal activity. Detroit's police chief urges people to carry guns.
So good Americans who are responsible with concealed weapons can make a difference.
He became chief and encouraged civilians to carry guns 6 years ago. Detroit's murder rate fell since then.
I'm excited about our trend downward.
Nationwide, rank-and-file cops show even stronger support for private gun ownership than do police chiefs. More than 90% supported civilians carrying guns. No surprise, Hollywood's cops are wrong, and real-life cops are right. Police are informed by what they see on the street every day. They know how important having a gun is to their own safety, and they know that private citizens can help.
We've seen our good Samaritans. We've seen them go to the aid to others because they were good Americans with concealed weapons permits.
Many Hollywood crime show writers clearly know nothing about guns and crime. The myths they push on people are endless.
What else do we know about these guns?
This is the machine gun that Davis was firing at us, so-called cop killer.
Stop. Since 1934, there are only two known uses ever of a machine gun being used in a murder. Yet Hollywood shows criminals using machine guns to outgun cops all the time. Hollywood also finds endless ways to insult civilians who are using guns.
No good's gonna come from you guys running around here with assault rifles. We're prisoners, we're on the loose. We got a right to protect our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a job for law enforcement, not a ragtag militia.
Hollywood plays to bigoted stereotypes, depicting gun owners as dumb hicks.
Got one! Got a future. Get off. Now they do anything. Officers, please.
Hey, let him go. That's not who we're looking for.
I kept telling him that.
You sure? He looks guilty as hell to me. At least check his papers.
Let him go.
In real life, citizen volunteers and neighborhood watch programs save lives. A 2008 U.S. Justice Department analysis found that crime fell 16% in areas that started a neighborhood watch program compared to those that did not. Some of Hollywood's bias is comical. In this show, a woman asks a federal agent if he's worried about not having his gun in a gun-free zone when he's facing professional killers.
What's the thing about this no guns thing?
Bad guys won't have them either.
Bad guys won't have them either? Seriously? Has a bad guy ever seen a no guns allowed sign and turned around? In the show, the killers obey the signs and leave their guns behind. But in real life, gun-free zones only encourage criminals. They serve as a magnet for criminals. Virtually all the mass public shootings in the United States since 1950 have occurred in places where general citizens are banned from having guns. The Virginia Beach shooting this year was another example of this. A woman who worked at the municipal office building talked with her husband the night before the attack about bringing her permanent concealed handgun to work for self-defense. But she decided not to because of a city rule against carrying guns. She and 11 others were killed the next day by a disgruntled coworker. In another recent case, a doctor carried a gun anyway, despite his hospital's no-gun policy, and he stopped a mass public shooting. As the district attorney put it, if the doctor did not have a firearm, he'd be dead today. And I believe that other people in that facility would also be dead. That real-life situation would make a gripping TV story. But don't expect to see it. Hollywood bias is everywhere, and it endangers lives by misleading people on guns.
Now, in closing, I'm going to say what I think is the most important part of this message. The big corporations, the multinationals, think this country's dumb. They think we're a bunch of country bumpkins. They think that we're not going to be able to stand up and organize and resist their takeover. But now they see us starting to win. They're getting desperate and accelerating their program very, very recklessly. And they need to know that if they trigger this violent civil war in America, they're going to be held accountable. And to do that, we're going to need the First Amendment to stop us having to use in defense our Second Amendment. That's why it's the First Amendment. It's why it's just as important, or maybe more important than guns, is the ability to mobilize and speak and expose corruption and evil so you never get to that point. But again, Koskoff and Koskoff, the establishment Democrat organization that bankrupted Remington, is openly lobbying to overturn the First Amendment. They even admit it, that they want to get rid of the ability for talk radio, the internet, you name it, to ask questions. These are very, very un-American individuals, and they're the same ones at the Supreme Court arguing to be able to bankrupt every gun maker in this nation, even gun makers that supply our military, like Remington. It's just devastating to be watching all of this unfold. So get involved now more than ever and use your First Amendment right to share this video on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, but more importantly by word of mouth and by your own email and by your own text message, because that's how the signal's getting out despite what they're doing. And then separately, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos where people that are getting into home safety and home defense rightfully point out that, hey, just as important as having a firearm in your house is having a fire extinguisher. I've had a grease fire in my house when I was a kid. My dad had a Fire extinguisher was able to put it out when it caught the drapes on fire. A couple times in this office, we've got a lot of electrical equipment, a lot of systems. We've had things short out and small fires start. Once it went out before we got to the fire extinguisher, once a fire extinguisher actually stopped our studios from burning down, because we have a fire extinguisher in every single room. In some rooms, we have two, because they're that critical. So just as important as having the Second Amendment is having things like a loaded, inspected fire extinguisher in every room of your house. You don't need one this big, but at least a small one. It's critical. Now, I don't sell fire extinguishers, and they're pretty easy to find. So I would just recommend, again, everybody, make sure the one you have is working or get one in your house. But what I do sell is the patented, approved by the FDA for over-the-counter, strongest micro silver out there for wounds and to put a little bit on to basically block and create a barrier to bacteria and to viruses. Infections and drug-resistant bugs are much bigger killers than all the criminals and all the good guys that get killed in this nation over a decade. Every year, more people die from infections and from drug-resistant bacteria and viruses than they do, again, from all guns combined. And fires as well. It's the big killer, and it's getting worse. Super Silver Wound Gel is private labeled from the top firm in the United States. We're the only people allowed to private label it because the owners are patriots and they like us. And proprietarily, they have let us come out. They produced it. They make it. But it was our idea to do it. Super Silver Hyaluronic Acid with a bunch of vitamins and other key things for your skin, proprietarily for us, in small tubes and large tubes, Super Silver Skin Cream. So this is something everybody needs, and it's technically more important than guns or fire extinguishers to have things like this to protect yourselves. Now, that's in a normal year. If we have a tyranny and governments start killing tens of millions of people like Hitler, Stalin, and Mao did, then guns are way more important than silver skin cream or even fire extinguishers during periods of time like that. So I guess historically, in the end of the day, guns are more important than even silver skin cream or fire extinguishers, because without them as a preventative, you end up getting a tyranny takeover every single time. Then you're funding the info war, you're defending the First Amendment, you're defending the Second Amendment, and you're getting great products at the same time in defiance of the globalist and Hillary Clinton's law firms trying to shut us down. Thank you for your support. We're all in this together. So please take action at InfoWarsStore.com and share this video.
What we should be doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society.
I'm going to try to take everything away from you, and I don't care what I find out. Could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're finished.
They don't get to escape accountability. That's all of our job, to hold them accountable for the rest of their lives.
That's so entertaining.